Welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about one chain to rule them all, or a distributed internet of chains. I'm in the distributed internet of chains camp, but I want to address this issue because the concept of consolidation of chains in the blockchain space is a hot topic right now. And a lot of people think there will be consolidation, and ultimately there will be one chain to rule them all, and it will be the chain that is the biggest, best, fastest, whatever, and that's how the future is going to go. And then there's another group of people, I am one of them, who thinks that the future looks more like an internet of chains. All these thousands of chains all interconnected and functioning. So I want to talk about kind of the differences and the scenarios under which you would see the consolidation to a single chain versus a decentralized internet of chains, which sounds much better, doesn't it? I'm going to sell you on in a minute here. So let's talk about one chain to rule them all. There is a scenario, one very narrow scenario, in which one chain to rule them all might actually happen. What is that? So the idea of chain consolidation is very similar to the consolidation of businesses in an overcrowded space. So for example, there are hundreds of chains in existence today. There's the big ones you know about: Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, Cardano, Geode, Polkadot, etc. And they're all kind of good at particular things, or they sort of focus on some particular thing. They have different technical specs. Some are faster, some are more secure, some can handle larger amounts of data. So they're all kind of a little bit different. And more chains come on board all the time. More new layer one chains pop up all the time. Some have, right, new technologies, and some are based on software development kits like Substrate, like Geode is. Cosmos also has a development kit. So new chains are popping up all the time. And the problem in the Web3 world right now is user adoption. So at the moment, what you've got going on is hundreds of chains, all with different capabilities, vying for the same small market. Now, in that scenario, if that continues and user adoption outside of the small market of Web3 developers and crypto degens, although I love y'all, but it's a very small market. You don't need hundreds of chains to serve that market. You really only need one. So if that's the only market you're ever going to serve with this industry, then yeah, it does make sense that eventually one chain will kind of dominate and everybody will start to move to that one chain. Arguably Ethereum, but you could make good arguments for any of the others as well. You can make an argument for Geode. You can make an argument for Solana. You can make an argument for Polkadot. You can make an argument for any of them because they all have something unique and good. They all have capabilities. So if you're only ever going to serve that tiny market, then I could see people eventually, and you can kind of see it already, you have the top chains gather more users. But that's only in that one narrow possibility that the Web3 industry at large never, ever chooses to onboard the rest of humanity. Never, ever tries to onboard the rest of humanity, or never, ever is successful onboarding the rest of humanity. I don't see that scenario happening, and I'll tell you why. The Web3 world is a lot like the internet industry was back in the 90s. 90s, turn of the millennium. Not many people used it yet. And the people that did use it were considered, wow, those are some serious tech nerds. Wow, they're really kind of weird. And so it was this really small market of people that were, you know, building websites and doing things with it and creating capabilities like email and SMS. And I feel like that's where we are in the Web3 world. So we saw that when it came to internet technology, it just took a while for the capabilities to come along to a point that regular everyday people were using it all the time. And I think we'll have the same thing in Web3. I think ultimately full global adoption will be faster for Web3 than it was for the internet. Why? Because we have the internet. Before we had the internet, we didn't really have any mechanism for mass adoption, you know, at speed. But we have the Web2 internet, and that's going to help assist with the speed of adoption of Web3 at large. So the thought that the rest of humanity will never come on board, they're definitely going to come on board. Now, it may take some time. It may take 3 to 5 years. It may take 10 years. I think you're going to be shocked and amazed where we're at 10 years from now, 15 years from now with Web3 at large. So we're definitely going to solve this problem. And one, because projects like Geode are actively working to bring people on into the Web3 world. And eventually we won't be the only ones. There'll be other projects out there that I'm sure will hop on the train and start to work on that too. So then comes the idea of the distributed internet of chains. And the distributed, decentralized internet of chains is so much more exciting, I think, because if you do end up in a scenario of one chain to rule them all, didn't you just centralize everything again? And isn't that exactly what we're trying to get away from? It's the same reason I don't love the crypto ETFs. Aren't we just effectively centralizing those cryptos and taking away the concept of decentralization, decentralized governance? So in the instance, before we get down that rabbit hole, in the instance when user adoption becomes worldwide, which it will, give it 5 years, give it 10 years, it'll be there. I don't think any one chain can really handle everything that humanity needs it to do. Imagine this. I mean, imagine the billions of people that are already using Web2 style internet services. Billions of people. And those billions of people are going to now come on chain and be doing things every day. Messaging, posting, buying and selling. Tracking information, business data, big data, data analytics. And one chain is going to handle that for the entirety of humanity? I don't think so. Because what happens when you overload transactions on any one given chain is the prices to use it, the transaction fees go up. More crowded, higher prices. It's like approaching a black hole. The more you're going to crowd up that chain with users, the higher the prices to use that chain will get. So you're always going to have this incentive for other chains with lower prices. And that'll distribute the load of what humanity needs these chains to do across an entire internet of chains. Add to that that some chains are particularly good at some things. Other chains are good at other things because they each have a little bit different underlying technology, little bit different management and leadership or focus. So some chains are really about speed. So they would really be great for payment settling, right? Cross-border payment and the settling of payments. Other chains are very secure, but a little bit slower. Those chains are going to be better suited to very important data, business data, international trade data, legal data, right? You see where I'm going with that? And then other chains are aimed more for gaming and 3D environment rendering and things like that. They're going to be better suited for that. So you're better off, I think, we as humanity are better off with an internet of chains where you have thousands of chains that are all talking to each other. And even that is decentralized. So not even is each chain decentralized and community governed. But now the entire internet is a decentralized network of different chains. And that's where I think it's going. And that more decentralized internet of chains is more secure, even more decentralized, very, very hard to attack, much harder to attack, much harder to take down the whole thing. And has just a number of different things, like your capacity to handle the data needs and the analytical needs and the activity needs of the whole of humanity is handled in that scenario versus the centralized one chain to rule them all scenario. That's an icky scenario. Very, very icky. Too easily controlled. Too centralized. Too much power in the hands of too few. So I really don't like that one. And the only thing that stands between one chain to rule them all and an entire internet of thousands of interconnected chains is user adoption. And that's why I'm focused on that. That's why I'm excited about that. And because I believe that's where it's going and that's what I'm working to do. So that's my opinion. Tell me what you think. Give me your thoughts, opinions, ideas, questions. You can put them in the comments. Here you can find me on the socials and send them in that way. But let me know what you think. Let me know what timeline you think that we're going to see real worldwide user adoption. And I mean in the billions, equivalent to what Web2 is today. I'm going to put my guess on 10 years. Tell me what you think. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you on chain.